Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 97-1 the ticket, talking Tigers. They're in a free fall right now, and I'm curious what you believe. One of those things in the course of 162, it's going to be okay, stop overreacting, or is this the beginning of the end? Is this a Twins-like collapse that is starting right in front of our face? It's just startling considering how good they were. They did everything right fundamentally. They did the little things so well. They won so many close games. They didn't give up leads. And now you look at the last 10 games, and this is more than 10. It's 41 games. 20 and 21 in their last 40. But you look at the last 41, they're not that team anymore. And maybe it's everybody slumping at the same time. And I know Riley's really streaky, but you're going to need to count on guys like McKinstry and Baez and Torque and Mize. And these are the guys that got you to this point, which, by the way, is still a really good point. AJ Hinch was on the morning show today, and he said, a lot of teams would love to trade places with us. And I would agree. But you're going to need to count on those guys. And either they're all slumping at the same time or the magic is rubbing off. So, yes, I don't think I'm overreacting. I think you have every right to freak out a little bit. Here's the other thing. Trade deadline is on Thursday. A week from tomorrow, which, by the way, is the Tigers' next off day. Aren't you starting to believe that, considering it's a seller's market, everything you read and hear, price tags are going to be astronomical? I don't know that Scott Harris is going to be ultra aggressive. We don't know what to expect. This is the first time in his Tigers tenure that he's going to be buying to improve a team for a World Series run. You need so much. Doesn't it seem like you need so much? You need two relievers. You need a right-handed bat. You need, dare I say, a starter. Or maybe you just say, screw it. And you want to protect the farm. You don't want to give up too much. You don't want to pay the prices. And you just say, we'll do the bare minimum. And, I don't know, set yourself up for the future. So I'm curious where you're at. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. King has some ticket text. Plus, I want to ask you, King, am I overreacting? Do people have a right to freak out?
Well, sorry about that. I just hit the mic. I'm in a new studio here. Hello, my first day. I do want to say, first of all, thanks for holding it down the last few days.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Appreciate you. Are you overreacting, Rieger? I think you are slightly overreacting, but people should be reacting. You know, like, no one should be saying everything's fine, everything's fine. No, you should be reacting somewhat, and it's the levels of reaction is what I guess maybe you're acting or asking. I'm concerned. I don't think you need to be as concerned as you are. Like, I still think they're going to make the playoffs. I still think they're going to win the division, even with that Costa guarantee. But this team, the issue with this team right now is, and to get to your second part of your question, is what's annoying you. What's annoying me is it's the mental effort type plays. You know, categorize them whatever you want or how you want, but it's the missing home plate sliding, you know, just going back to yesterday's game and then Torque, you know, not going after that ball. That's why the Tigers have been so successful. The guys playing above what they've been playing, someone's always been able to pick somebody up, and I think it's because of the effort and the mental stuff. You know, they don't let that stuff hurt them like other teams would. Right now, it's hurting them, and it's kind of a free-for-all, and this is what can happen.
And I hear you, but maybe water's simply finding its level, too. You look at these guys, for the most part, that had such great first halves, they don't have the track record for that. And now you wonder if they're turning back into a pumpkin, right? If they're turning back into who they've always been, and it was a hot 70 games. I mean, is that fair? That's what I'm starting to wonder.
No, there's absolutely concern for, did they just overachieve the first half of the year? And now if things are correcting themselves, it's on Scott Harris and the front office to go in there and get some guys with real talent. Because the thing here is, straight up talent-wise, It's basically Tarik Skubal is the only one who can out-talent anybody else on the other teams, right? Otherwise, you have a bunch of try-hard guys or guys that are overachieving, and how long can that last? They've been able to pick each other up. Now, recently, they have not been able to pick each other up, and that's why when you make mental mistakes and effort mistakes, it hurts them more than it would hurt the average team. Do they need to make some moves? Absolutely.
They better.
But I think you still got to realize you're still in first place.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. You're in first place by 9 games. The Guardians are gaining ground. They're in a heater right now, and you can't win a game to save your life. Is it cause for concern? And the second thing I wanted to ask, and we'll get to the calls, we'll get to the ticket text. But yesterday specifically, watching that game, it was nauseating. It really was. To see Tork, he lost his mind. I don't think he was being lazy. I think he just lost his mind. Overthrow to first base, doesn't chase down a ball, allows O'Neill Cruz to score from second base. I mean, Cruz was at third base, and he's looking at Tork, and Tork's walking over to the ball. So Cruz is like, sweet, let's go. And he scores. And then you get Wenzel Perez. You finally get on the board. Sack fly, 3-0 game. Perez makes it 3-1. He missed.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Stone plate. How does a major league athlete, who, by the way, I wasn't even a close play at the plate. He slid, he totally missed home plate. How does that happen? Two mistakes yesterday compounded that game, and I think makes it worse for the fans. It makes it worse for a guy like me because this team was so fundamentally sound. Now you go from, okay, that's whatever. I freak out. It happens in baseball. You go from that mindset to, geez, these guys are lollygagging out there.
The Perez thing missing home plate was so frustrating. I mean, it's like if you're in a relay race and you're trying to hand off the baton and you're just purposely missing the hand in front of you.
It's unbelievable.
Like, that's the entire point.
I've never seen that, to tell you the truth.
It's like he didn't even try to, like hey, I just got to get there.
I think Benetti said, oh, I think there could be some question. I'm like, no way. And then Dierks popped in. Now he hit home plate. And then you see the Pirates challenging, right, King? And there wasn't one single replay that gave you belief that he missed home plate until the very end. And I think everybody collectively is like, oh, my God. This is not a 7-year-old. This is not somebody learning to slide. This isn't even oh my God, the catcher has me here. I have to do one of those crazy slides. It was bang, bang, easy, missed the plate. Cost you a run. 3-0 game remains 3-0. So we'll get to the calls. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. But King, if I may, I've been thinking about this all night because I saw those two plays. Massive gaffes. Without a doubt. Lazy, not fundamental, total mistakes, total gaffes. I got to thinking, I wanted to add this to the fray. Do we have one universal Detroit sports gaffe that we all admit is the worst sports mistake that we've ever seen or encountered? Like, do we have one that is worse than any other one? I'm not saying yesterday's were all that bad because it's a regular season game and you could still pull out of this, but I'm talking about the real big mistakes. Like, for instance, NFC title game a couple years ago, Kendall Vildor allowing that ball to go off his face mask, and Brandon Ayuk catches it for a touchdown, which started the comeback for the Niners, and you blew a 17-point lead in the second half in San Francisco. Massive gaffe. Huge gaffe. Another one I think of, playoff game, 1993. How the hell is Sterling Sharp so wide open? Gaff. Massive. So in addition to the Tiger calls, and we're going to get to them momentarily, I need to know, do we have one universal Detroit worst sports gaff that we all agree is the worst? Because yesterday I'm watching, and of course my mind immediately goes to that. I'm like, okay, well, what's the worst? And I don't know that I've decided on one. I got like three. I gave you one of them, maybe two of them. But is there one I'm missing? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. A lot of people want to talk. Am I overreacting? Is this the beginning of the end, or is this just baseball and the biggest sports gaffe in Detroit sports history? 97-1 The Ticket.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.